took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast, hot breakfast, hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We tackle a new topic, have live prayer, and I assign a task for today on each broadcast. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is fight for your peace of mind like a soldier at war. Fight for your peace of mind like a Marine, I should say, at war. 1-5, baby, and I'm going to tell you what that means. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. While you're getting that scripture ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, as well as contact me for your church on my ministry website, which is feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L. Letter D, fire.com. You can also call in live at 6:30 a.m. to join me here by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me live right now. Well, let's get ready to delve into this hot breakfast. I have a word for you today. We are going to the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, and I am reading from the KJV. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What is our topic for this morning? Fight for your peace of mind, like a Marine at war. 1-5. Now that was Jesus talking, and he was saying that he's leaving his peace with us. Not the kind of volatile, fluctuating peace that the world gives, that's here today and gone tomorrow, that's, you know, temporal or fleeting, but that passes all understanding, so much so that our hearts should not be troubled and we should not be afraid, because we understand that our ultimate consolation rests in the peace, the hands, and the bosom of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, what has occurred is that we have not taken on the peace of Jesus. Instead, we have allowed all of the things that happen in life to come into our minds and to cause us to live in a state of distress and duress. We are always worried about something. We go to bed worried about the next morning. We get up the next morning worried about what's going to happen that night. So much so that our whole lives are spent in a state of anxiety, worry, apprehension. The peace that we should have is not evident in our lives on a continuous basis. But this morning, the Lord wants to encourage us that there is a state of being wherein you can walk around despite what is happening, despite the circumstances, and truly have sincere, authentic peace within your being, within your environment, a state of homeostasis, if you will, equilibrium and balance, because you understand that Jesus has already left his peace for you, within you. Now, I want to take a second and bring you to this 1-5 situation. There is a mighty man of God I know who is a Marine. I almost said former Marine because he's no longer in the service. He's a veteran now. But if you've ever met a Marine, what you understand is they never consider themselves former soldiers. They're always a Marine, and they don't even like to be called soldier. Well, this Marine used to say, 1-5, 1-5, whenever he was, really intense about something, he would say, 1-5, 1-5, baby. So I said, well, what does that mean? And he sent me over a copy of his insignia, which he still has. And it is a shield, a red shield, and across the top, there's a yellow ribbon. And it says 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, hence the 1-5. And then their motto at the bottom is make peace or die. So I was asking him about that. I said, wow, make peace or die. And he said, yes, because when you dealt with the 1st Marines, 5th Battalions, commonly referred to as 1-5s, those were the only options. Either you make peace, meaning you surrender, you allow them to resolve the conflict, or death is the only alternative. Well, you know, I was saying to myself, well, I was in the Army. You know, I was in the 214th Combat Support Battalion. Although I was on the medical side, we were MASH units. We would go out in the field to support, you know, the soldiers who were fighting. And so I could say 214, but it just didn't have the same ring, you know, the same tone, the same intensity as when he would say 1-5, baby, and, you know, he's the Marine. So he was undergoing conflict. You know, something happened in his life at one point, and I was just trying to discuss this with him, and the intensity of the Marine in him shone through so much so that for a few minutes, it scared me. And I remember saying to him, this is not the military. You are not at war. And his reply was, this is the military. I mean, just the way I'm saying it, this is the military. But, you know, it wasn't the military. He'd been out for years. But in fighting that particular conflict in his life, he kind of reverted to who he was at heart. Make peace or die. Fix this situation, enemy, not meaning I was the enemy, but fix the situation or deal with the consequences. And the intensity was something I'll never forget from that conversation. So what I did is I was reading something, and two soldiers were having a conversation online on a soldier thread. And one soldier was saying, discussing things he'd done. And then this other soldier replied, unless you were a 1/5 Marine or Special Forces, what you're saying is not true. Because the only type of people who could do what you just said or done, you did, was the 1/5 Marines. And that just hit me like a brick, because I've heard this person talk about 1/5 Marines. But you know how it is when someone's talking about something and you're thinking, okay, they're embellishing a little bit. But now here is this other soldier who was not even a Marine. He said he was in either the Army or the Navy, but he was referencing that the only kind of people who really could go in and take hold were Special Forces or the 1/5 Marines. So it made me go look them up. And I thought that I would Google 1/5 Marine and maybe find, you know, one little article. Well, I Googled 1/5 Marines, and oh my God, everything came up. Make peace or die. And we're talking about fighting for your peace of mind today. So I just want to read you what it says on their homepage, 1st Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment. This is their mission, and it's only one sentence. 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, deploys as a battalion landing team to any operating environment and defeats our enemies across the entire spectrum of warfare. I mean, it just made me have some respect for this man. I just read this morning, and oh my God, it made me have respect for him like I'd never had, because wow. Let me read that again, because I'm trying to teach you how to fight for your peace of mind, the kind of peace that Jesus left for you, like a Marine at war. 1-5, baby. 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, deploys as a battalion landing team to any, not some, not only the ones where we think we can win, but to any operating environment, and not hopefully, not probably, but a definitive, and defeats our enemies across the entire spectrum of war. And just to bring that home to you before I wrap up and we go into prayer, they even have a Wikipedia page. And when I read about them on Wikipedia, it says the 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, has been involved in every major conflict, every war, since its activation in 1914. Fight for your peace of mind. Like a Marine at war, I ought to say like a 1-5, baby, where you understand that the peace Jesus gave to you is your resting place. You don't have to allow death to take you from it. You don't have to allow arguments, conflict. You don't have to allow the threat of argument, the threat of death, the threat of conflict to come in and rule your home, your marriage, your situation, your day anymore. There is no need to walk around in constant influx, constant apprehension, because Jesus has already given you supernatural, divine peace if you'll walk in it, if you'll live in it, if you'll fight for it, if you'll protect it, if you will rid yourself of people, places, circumstances that come in to take away your peace of mind. Because when you don't have peace, you cannot function the way God has ordained for you to function. When you are worried and crying, when you're depressed and angry, you can't be the light that's sitting on the hill. You can't be the salt of the earth. You can't be that soul winner, that encourager, that exhorter, that intercessor, because you're too caught up in what's going on in your natural environment. 1-5, baby, fight for your peace of mind. You don't have to allow people who want to bring nothing but drama, nothing but pettiness, people who are backbiters and gossipers, people who cannot celebrate you but only tolerate you. As someone said to me the other day, they said, I like to be around people who celebrate me, not tolerate me. And I said, oh, I like that. You have to begin to put up a barrier around your peace of mind, to fortify your life, your situation, to put up a barrier around your children. Quit allowing people who only have something negative to say about your kids to come speak into your life and into their peace. Quit allowing people who only have something negative to say about your marriage or your significant other to come speaking into your life. Quit allowing coworkers who have nothing but gossip and slander to speak about the boss or other people to come speaking into your life. Quit sitting up with friends who have nothing good to say about anybody to come into your life and interrupt your peace. You have to tell them, oh no, 1-5, baby, I'm fighting for my peace. And either we're going to make peace natural peace. Or the alternative is the death of this relationship. I got to fight for my peace like a Marine at war. Because Jesus told me if I'll live in that, my heart doesn't have to be troubled. And my mind no longer has to be afraid. There's a peace for me. And I want to live in it. Hallelujah. Come on and let's go into prayer. Our time is running out now. Come on and begin to praise the Lord wherever you are. No one can hear you. The lines are muted. Dear Lord, we magnify you this morning for peace of mind. Peace of mind, Jesus. Not the kind of peace that the world gives, but your peace that lets us know that no matter what is up against us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No matter what's coming, that we are more than conquerors. No matter what's happening, that we are able to speak your name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses that you are Lord, that in you the promises are yes and amen. That kind of supernatural peace which shields us, fortifies us, helps us to put on the armor of God to withstand the wiles of the enemy. That kind of peace that comes in and opens doors for miracles to happen. The supernatural peace that allows that our hearts are no longer troubled. Our minds are no longer distressed. We're no longer walking around in duress. But we are those who know, ooh, the battle's already been won. We've already been acquitted. You've already exonerated us of every situation, every flaw, every sin, every error, every deficiency. We are those who walk around in supernatural peace, willing to go into any area where Satan resides and to defeat that enemy across every spectrum of warfare. We are those intercessors. We are those exhorters, those ministers, teachers, apostles, pastors. We are those who serve in the ministry of helps. We are those tithers, those givers, those church attenders, those prayer warriors. We are those who speak the word of God, knowing that your word will not return into you void, but it will accomplish what you please, prosper in what you send it out to do, that the word is sharper than any two-edged sword. We are those who fight. We protect our souls, our minds, our spirits, our hearts. We protect those we love. We only speak what you speak. When we open our mouths, we speak forth victory. When we see the enemy, we engage him and we defeat him. Because we fight for our peace of mind like a Marine at war. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone on this broadcast. Everyone who's listening now, everyone who will listen later. You know their needs. You know what they've laid out before you. You know what they're worried about, what they're apprehensive about. Father, I come in agreement with you, with them right now, that you give them supernatural peace. And not only that you give it, because you've already given it, but that they are willing to receive it, walk in it, speak it, teach it, live it, love it. 1-5, baby. Make peace or die. Give them the encouragement this morning to know that they have the ability to not only live in your peace, but to receive it, speak it, and to help plant the seeds for others. We are no longer afraid. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and praise the Lord this morning. Wherever you are, begin to thank God for your peace. Thank him for your peace of mind. Thank the Lord for your peace of mind this morning. The enemy is defeated. You're no longer afraid. Straighten up your backbone. Look him straight in the eyes spiritually and tell that devil, you're defeated this morning. I got my peace of mind back. Now I'm focused. Hallelujah. Stay in the spirit. Let me give you our announcements and then our task for today. First of all, I thank everyone who participated in Triple Threat Tuesday on yesterday, where you listened to the morning motivation broadcast. Then you got educated and got heard on my law office broadcast at 6:30 p.m., which was the You Be the Jury broadcast. And we had callers calling from all over the nation. We focused on President Trump's first 100 days, and all viewpoints were welcome. If you missed it, it is on my law office website. Please go and listen. The law office website is called RossiWilliams.com, CallRawsi, Williams.com. Go to the outreach page, and you can click the archives and hear last night's broadcast. CallRawsiWilliams.com, and then set your reminders to tune in with us 6:30 p.m. every Tuesday night.
My law office host, you be the jury. We take live callers and we tackle a new hot off the press issue in social justice, politics, or religion. Additionally, I remind you that this broadcast, this morning motivation broadcast, will be posted on my ministry website after 8 a.m. Eastern. So please share this with someone else. This is how we encourage other people in the Lord. The ministry website is feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. They can go there and they'll be able to hear Fight for Your Peace of Mind like a Marine at War, 1-5, baby. I'm telling y'all, I'm feeling hype right now. You might not even want to talk to me. I'm too focused. So I love that the Lord allowed me to meet this person because I love that. 1-5, baby. So I love you. I will see you at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow morning on Morning Motivation. Your task for today is to live in your supernatural peace of mind. Fight and defend. Hallelujah.